The focus of our worship this coming Sunday, December 13th, the third Sunday in Advent, will be joy. Those of us who are in our churches now will light the rose candle, the third candle of the Advent wreath, rose in order to represent the joy which this Sunday of Advent celebrates. Even in a time of sickness and pandemic and uncertainty, we come before the Lord with joy, remembering the words of Paul who told us to always rejoice, always, even in the midst of circumstances we cannot understand, even in the face of universal illness, even in a time of great turmoil and uncertainty. Now more than ever, we need the joy and the world needs us to be joyful. That joy doesn't mean that we're happy or that we feel like we've been lucky. It means, as Henry Nouwen said, that we have had the experience of knowing that we are unconditionally loved and that nothing, not sickness or failure or emotional distress or oppression or war or even death, can take that love away. And we remember the words of our dear friend C.S. Lewis, who told us that the Christian faith is a thing of unspeakable joy, but it does not begin with joy, but rather in despair. And it's no good trying to reach the joy without first going through the despair. Lewis is reminding us that Good Friday always precedes Easter. Now, in today's lesson from 1 Thessalonians, Paul doesn't just command us to always rejoice, but he reminds us that we are to pray and we're to draw near to God in all that we do. On the night of his arrest, Jesus told the disciples that his greatest desire was for his joy to be with them and for that joy to be complete. And he reminded them that that joy could never be taken away from them. So rejoice. It's a message for you and me in this moment of our lives. We need the prayer, the encouragement, the help, and the kindness which our joy will bring. But remember, joy doesn't simply happen to us. We must choose joy, and we must keep choosing it every day. In the words of the prayer, we will say this Sunday, "Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen."